Brethren in Christ, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Agnes Wasuk Sarafino. I come from South Sudan. On the 16th of November 2018, this is my second visit to Canada. Last year also I came on the 27th of November, then I returned back on the 13th of December. When I received the invitation, I was like, oh, always in November. Why not in other time that I can enjoy moving around the streets of Canada? But thank God, all times are from God. I'm married. I have 6 children. I work with South Sudan Council of Churches as the National Coordinator for Women's Program, as it is written in the leaflet. We are invited by Kairos Canada, and Kairos Canada is our best friend, the friend indeed. It has been accompanying Sudan Council of Churches by then when we were one Sudan, and also when we became South Sudan, Kairos Canada has been with us. In that time, the women's program was missing in the council, but then Kairos Canada and the Region Church Aid came up and said, women, we will reactivate your office, and we are thankful for Kairos Canada. In South Sudan, there are a lot of issues. I'll maybe talk about it later. The funniest thing that I went through when I received an email from Jim, that Agnes will be going to a Lutheran church to preach, but it is up to you if you want to preach or read one of the readings, or maybe speak to the faithful. It's up to you. So I took a time, then a voice whispered to me from evil, that Agnes, who are you to go and speak among Canadians, the learned people? Which language are you going to use? Because these people speak fluent English. Please tell Jim that maybe you can read something. You can read maybe, one of the readings in the Bible, but not to speak to them. So then I said, okay, let me write back to Jim. But then a soft voice came within me and asked me, Agnes, where is your baptism? You are mandated by your baptism to preach anywhere. Please go and preach and talk. Whatever these people want from you, go. If it is because of you, of the language, Jesus Christ will translate to them. Then I said, okay, I'll write back to G. But then evil came and disturbed me. I forgot until after 3 days when I was praying, the same soft voice came to me and said, Agnes, have you written back to Jim? I said, oh, I forgot. Then I wrote back to Jim and said, Jim, I will do anything that you want me to do in that very church. So I'm very grateful and very happy to be with you here today. And what encouraged me was when I came to visit this church, when I arrived, and I found my sister, the pastor in church, Ivan. I was encouraged and said, yes, I'm going to preach to the people that have been administered by a woman of courage. A pastor in church is a woman. That gave me a courage. So that's why I'm here among you. I'm not going to speak a lot on the readings, because already we know what is it. But to me, these readings are telling us that all of us are waiting for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that Jesus Christ will be our judge. He will judge us on what we have done on this earth. And those who have been righteous will have their share. And those who did bad will also receive theirs, like the beast that was destroyed and thrown into the fire. To me, sometimes people ask why we are judged, because we know that God loves us. He loves all of us, sinners and the righteous. He gives grace to both righteous people and sinners. But why at the end we are judged? The judge is because when God created us, he created us in love. The love that he has sent his only begotten son to come to this world so that we are not taken astray by evil. And in that love, he blessed us as individuals, as communities, as nations. And in every blessing, there is principle or principles that we are to obey. And always the principles that God gives us when he blesses us are not to make our lives hard. They are to guide us, to protect us in this world. So we need to obey the principles. Absence of obedience to these principles is the result of the judgment that we are going to receive. For that, we need to be thankful to God. We need always to appreciate him and look into the blessings that he gives us and also consider the principles that he wants for us. I'm a Catholic. For us, we consider the Ten Commandments as our principles. The Ten Commandments that Jesus summarizes into two. Love your God and love your neighbor as you love yourself. If we obey this, maybe we shall not be taken for judgment. And let me connect it to our situation in South Sudan. As it is written in the leaflet, South Sudan to me is a blessed country. We have been staying in one country, Sudan, with our brothers in the North Sudan, the Arabs, the Muslims. But then we discovered that we were oppressed. Some of us, when for a struggle to free the people of South Sudan, we fought for 21 years. And during this fighting, some people were praying, churches were praying, women were praying, asking God to end the war and give us a just peace. And God bless us with the independence that we had in 2011. After the independence, we forgot that it was God who gave us this blessing of the independence, of the freedom. We forgot. Our leaders even forgot that God was the one who protected them when they were in the bushes. They started to look into positions. They started to look into who is my relative that I can bring closer to me. They've forgotten the people that they fought for. They've forgotten the poor people that they went to exile for. They started to look into the wealth of South Sudan. South Sudan is a blessed country. It has oil, it has gold, it has all the natural resources that God gives to any country that he loves. Instead of giving thanks to God, they started to try to divide, to see which one can I take, which country can I have an interest with. Then God started to look at us. These are the people who prayed for me to give them the blessings of the independence, and they have forgotten me. God was not watching at us. And to me, in my life, I've experienced that. Whatsoever God gives me, if I don't give thanks to God, at the end of the day, this thing will be meaningless to me. So God watched at us. The same brothers who fought for the independence, who fought for the freedom of the people of South Sudan, went back to fighting. Started in 2013. Two brothers from the same party started to fight. For what? Power struggle. And many people died in South Sudan. Up to now, people are dying. For no reason. This is why, because we have forgotten God. We have never said, thank you, God. We have never kept or obeyed the principles that he gave us. When he blessed us with the independence, he gave us principles. These are the principles that you should take this country forward. with, we have forgotten. And the result is now we are fighting. This is what I just want to connect to this reading, that whatsoever blessings that God gives, we need also to look into the principles that he gives. How can we go ahead with these blessings? How can we make these blessings fruitful? If we obey God, things will be okay. So in this reading is touching me, telling me that you, South Sudanese, God blessed you, but you have forgotten him. You have never said, thank you, God, and you have never kept the principles. That's why we are waiting. When we wait for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, we should check ourselves. What is that I've not followed? What is that I've done wrong before Jesus comes? And we in South Sudan, as women, we started to cry because we have no power. Those who die, our children, our husbands, our brothers, and the women are the ones suffering to bring up their children. So these children are just dying senselessly. So we are the one crying. That's why the program of the Women of Courage came up. We pray, we move on the streets. Some of the activities are mentioned in this paper that is in front of you. And up to now, we are praying. We are asking forgiveness from God on behalf of our fellow South Sudanese leaders. We are crying to God because we are the mothers who carry the pain. The mothers who are like Mary, who did not want to see his son, Jesus Christ, dying on the cross. But Jesus died because of us. We as mothers also, we need to cry to God to have mercy on us and have mercy on our children. And we are thankful to the people of Canada, the government of Canada, by the support that we receive through Kairos Canada. And to me, I believe that the hands that give return with blessings. God will reward you abundantly for the support that you give us. And as we know, today is the day that we commemorate, and we are, as women, within the 16 days of activism. It is, these are days that we commemorate to end violence against women, to end violence against human, and all of us here, I'm sure, are carrying that feeling that may God end violence against women all over the world. It is happening all over the world. And also, I want to console and encourage those who lost their beloved ones, that death, it is a way that we see God face to face if we do good on this world. Thank you very much.